We're in the middle of Autism Month. All of April is dedicated to raising awareness about autism and money for finding causes and a cure. The general public wasn't very aware of autism or the gifts of autistic savants until the movie Rain Man, starring Dustin Hoffman and Tom Cruise, 20 years ago.
Good morning. Coffee?
Yes, everything.
Sally Dibs, Dibs Sally. 461-00192.
How did you know my phone number?
How'd you know that?
Said read the telephone book last night, Dibs Sally.
Hoffman's character Ray was based on a real autistic savant named Kim Peek, who visited Wisconsin last week.
Lawrence Kim Peek and Francis Alvin Peek is my father.
And you're Francis.
I'm Francis. It's Fran. I go by Fran, and he goes by Kim.
Here at the urging of his father, Fran, Kim demonstrates his remarkable gift for calendar memory, working off my birth date, December 6th, 1965.
Monday. And this year it's a Saturday. You retire in 65 and 2030 on a Friday.
And when he was 16, who won the Super Bowl?
It was Oakland 27, Philadelphia 10.
Holy cow.
How about the World Series when he was 16?
Dodgers 4, Yankees 2.
And what was the best picture that year?
Chariots of Fire. Na, 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 na,
the story of Kim, known to millions as the real Rain Man, has a local connection. Fond du Lac psychiatrist Daryl Treffert is one of the world's foremost experts on savant syndrome and was a consultant on the movie. Treffert says when the left brain is compromised either by conditions like autism or even a bad blow to the head, the right hemisphere compensates, and the result is often astounding mental abilities, such as Kim's.
Tell him Lincoln's Gettysburg Address.
227 Northwest Front Street. But he only stayed there overnight. He gave a talk next day.
He's very literal, very honest.
Trumpet says a better understanding of autism may help us all one day tap into the brain's full potential.
You know, everything we know about health we've learned from the study of disease. Everything we know about keeping a healthy heart we've learned from the study of unhealthy hearts. We can learn a great deal about brain function from studying Alzheimer's, for example, and so it is with savants.
Trefford says he doesn't think finding a cure for autism will mean losing the extraordinary gifts of people like Kim. He says we can already tap into our brain's vast potential, what he calls the little Rain Man in all of us, by sheer concentration and even meditation. But when it comes to savants attaining improved life skills like Kim has through the years, Treffert says you cannot underestimate the power of love.
And that is a critical element in this equation as well. In all of the savants, there's a what I call a cheerleader, or somebody behind the scenes that is accepting the person unconditionally.
Yeah. Keep closer to the mic a little bit.
I keep away to the mic.
And that is an important part of the story. I think when people see Kim and Fran together, they're impressed certainly with Kim's abilities, but they're touched by the nature of the relationship between them.
How do you feel about people?
Really good.
You love everybody, don't you?
Yes.
And that is a lesson for all of us in reaching out to people who have handicaps.
I want to thank you both for coming in today.
I appreciate being able to talk with you. Thank you so much, Terry.
It was a pleasure to meet you.
Yes, we're done.
How about that?